Hello, everyone. You're listening to Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Today, we have a special guest. We have Jason Evers joining me today.
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to be training him, and hopefully I do a decent job.
I'm very excited.
So, what you just heard was Missy Funk by Machine Girl to start off the show. And then I think I'm going to continue with the kind of like electronic theme, but if you want to like cue anything up, you're more than welcome to.
That'd be lovely. Yeah.
So, next up, I have another electronic song that I discovered pretty recently. Literally just some guy on TikTok like self-promoting, but like he's like super goofy. He's like wears a fedora, and like the cover art is like objectively like awful, but I think like that's charming in its own weird way.
Yeah,
you know,
the fedora is a little bit nostalgic now. I feel like it's kind of like a 2011 relic,
right?
So it's kind of funny.
We're like going that cycle where like it comes back.
Yeah, very well could.
We'll see. But this is a Take Me High by Rumscore, which is kind of like a hardcore kind of subgenre vibe.
Hardcore electronic.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So, let's get into it.
people out, they don't fucking move.
Alright, man, I'm done talking to you.
You can't be done talking to me. You're right here facing me, dummy. You gotta talk to me.
Blue.
Sweet. So we just played a little long block of songs so I could explain to Jason all the basic functions very quickly of WMFO. I'm
feeling very learned.
Yeah. We'll definitely go over it again, but yeah, that was a quick rundown. And what you heard after Take Me High by Remscore was Kill the Deadline by Homarju, The Beatdown by Lil Texas, and most recently Polyrhythm by Perfume.
I've never heard any of them. That was a really great run.
Yeah. Especially that Perfume song. I honestly think I first discovered it through a remix of it, like a J-Core remix, which I've played on my show before. But
and for finding like electronic music, I find that like they're like everything's like buried in remixes and like archives and stuff. So how do you go about finding new electronic music like that?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's like through different genres. Honestly, there's like crossover because like for that artist, I discovered him through his like future funk like remixes. Mm. So and then like I discovered he made like J-Core, Happy Hardcore. And at the time, I was like super nostalgic for that kind of like 2008, like DDR vibe.
Specifically, yeah, 08, yeah. DDR. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Dairy Adventure by Otto, which I did not find through other genres or stuff. This was just a Spotify recommendation that I thought was very fun. It was when I was going on a little bit of a rabbit hole of kind of like webcore-y, kind of almost, not maybe a bit earlier than 2008, kind of like electronic, like, you know, Windows 95 kind of kind of vibes. So hope you guys
enjoy.
That's
cool. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Sweet. We got Jason on the board right now.
A little scared.
Putting that training into action.
I think I'm doing an okay job.
Yeah, that was solid.
So that was, this is a Japanese name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, that was Polyrhythm by Perfume that we heard
okay.
before. And then...
Unknown Garden by...
Right, by Sraver. That's another like J-core kind of song.
Yeah.
That compilation that it comes from is like really solid.
I got to listen to that because I was listening to that. Like, there's a certain... subsect of electronic that I really like that like is kind of like inspirational electronic, it feels like like uplifting and like moving, and I felt like that definitely fell into it. I guess I'm just thinking like Porter Robinson right now.
I was about to mention him.
Yeah, that's like the definition of inspiration electronics. That was cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And we had Error on the Dance Floor just now by Vape Error.
Yeah, he's cool. I think he like gained a lot of clout for his Vapor Trap kind of like project that he released first, Manipool. But I think like that's easily like his least compelling project.
Interesting.
Like his more like original electronic stuff, like what you just heard was some of his more solid material.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard what did you call it? Vapor
Vapor Trap. It's like a subgenre of vapor.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's like a interesting combination of genres, but I don't know. I haven't listened to too much of it, but one of my favorite Vaporwave albums is a Vapor Trap album called Purgatory by Cobalt Road, which I have on vinyl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something about Vaporwave on vinyl is so interesting. Like, it feels forbidden almost.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. I have... One of my favorite albums is... I'll Try Living Like This by Death Dynamic Shroud.
Yeah.
And that is like, maybe they've reprinted it since I last checked, but I remember when I first listened to that, that was very hard to get on vinyl. Same with things like Floral Shop.
Yeah.
Which, that's like a grail.
There's like a whole scandal with that. But, no, I'll Try Living Like This gets pretty regular represses on 100% Electronica, if you're interested.
Okay, I will have to look that up, because I remember when I first heard it, it was like so expensive for a copy.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit on the expensive side for like retail, but yeah.
But I just got a copy of their new release. What's it called? Dark Life.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It sounds so good, and like the colors on the cover and on the disc itself are just like mesmerizing while you're listening to it.
Yeah, I've only listened to a Judgment Bolt off of that project, but I really need to listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, there's a track before I Cool Off where they just name drop like Dark Life, and I'm like, that's it, they said the thing. I love it when they do things like that.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Up next we have Find the Time by Amherst.
Oh yeah, this we're gonna break from the theme of electronic music. This is more like a future funk song, and it samples Lifetime by Serge Ponsar. This one's cool. I was considering playing something from her side project, I think.
Gotcha.
Called Hot Tub Boys, which is like a house kind of thing, but I decided against it because I saw that. I was like, whatever. I haven't heard the song in a while.
Something about Hot Tub Boys just sounds so house.
It is very house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the music.
Yeah. Ooh, the off one.
Oh.
I want you for my time.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Let's go. Thank you.
Cool. So we're just about done with the show here. It's been great having Jason on. Thank you very much for coming.
Appreciate you having me. Appreciate you training me. You're a very wise teacher.
Thank you.
You should major in education.
Really? Coming from education major.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been Andres' Late Night Delights. I think we'll play this 4-minute song. It won't end before the show ends, but it'll give some time for the next person if they come through. Sounds which good. I think is Stephanie.
Gotcha.
With Min Max.
Cool.
That's her show. Yeah.
Delightful. So,
exactly. So, what did we just hear? We heard Aurora by Tanuki, and then an impronounceable song by Iwakura.
Symbols and stuff. ASCII symbols.
Yeah, all those like the four-type type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we'll end this show listening to some Ada Rook. Her record was great. And it was just like this like combination of just like electronic and like, I don't even know what to call it. Some sort of rock. We'll give it a listen. But this one's called Xenophalg. I have no idea how to pronounce it. But yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. I've been meaning to listen to her because her name gets thrown around everywhere.
Yeah, she's so one half of Black Dresses.
Okay, gotcha. I know Black Dresses. So.
Right.
Cool.
And that's where most people know her from. But yeah. Let's give it a listen. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, signing off.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. And tune in next week. Same time, same place.
1 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Hey,